The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson. This is a discussion that we hold with our members, and to tell you a little bit more about what they do. We have a variety of businesses, both small and large here at the Chamber of Commerce, nonprofit organizations. And we talk about what everyone does in their day in, day out work life. And everybody, of course, at some point in their lives has lived inside a building, on the outside of a building, have experienced the beauty of natural paint and woodwork, and have also understood the need to upgrade and transform some interior and exterior living spaces. One of the great joys there in our chamber is to support businesses that have been in business for a long time, that have established a reputation. One of those businesses is Ferraro's Painting and Restoration. Their office is on Washington Avenue in North Haven, and they work throughout the greater North Haven area here in New Haven County with a variety of projects. Here to talk about what they've been doing over the years, the storied business from Ferraro's is Luigi Ferraro Jr. He's Vice President of Ferraro's Painting and Restoration, Inc. Luigi, it's great to have you here on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Before we start talking about the details of paint and a little history with your business, talk about how it got established. Sometimes people will establish a business. We've seen it here in the chamber and elsewhere. And they'll be in business for 2 years, 5 years, 6 years. Ferraro's been around for a while.
That's true. Before I was born, my family, my mother and father started the company in 85. And my dad had worked, you know, a number of other jobs. He had served in the Navy and had started working for other companies. And at a certain point, I think he decided he was going to paint his house. So when he did that, he found it to be rewarding. He liked the work, and he started Ferraro's Painting with a brush and a bucket. And my mother would drop him off at job sites sometimes. And one of his goals then was to be off the ladder by the age of 50. And you know, he was able to do that, you know, relatively quickly. He's very industrious, and he started the business. And here we are 35 plus years later, and it's been very good. I grew up in the company. When I was young, I would work in the summers. And here we are today in 2023, having been in business for just over 35 years. It's really satisfying to see.
Over the years since 1985, we've seen this paint products change. We've seen the methodology change. We've seen external products for the house change, and also for commercial establishments. And of course, you've expanded from painting into restoration as well. Let's talk a little bit about the painting aspect of it, and we'll break down all of the things that Ferraro's Painting and Restoration does. I think a lot of people don't like disruption in their lives. So perhaps having an interior work, even exterior work, might be considered disruption. So when you meet with a potential customer and you give an estimate and you walk through their house, what do you ask? What kind of questions do you ask? How do you engage with a potential customer to learn about what they really want for their interior needs and perhaps even exterior?
Well, Ray, every job is unique. Every home is different in some way. They have their similarities in the fact that we're trying to offer the service of whether it's painting or restoration services. A customer will have a free estimate done, and that would include either myself or another estimator coming to the house and meeting with the potential customer and just discussing some of their needs and what that might look like to them to have the finished product be, or maybe just discussing the vision that they have for the space. Some projects are just simply painting a bathroom a different color, and some involve multi-trade production and will require some more logistical planning. So during our estimate, we obviously engage with the customer and figure out where we fit in that scheme, and we try to do as much planning as possible. Ultimately, we would like to be as minimally invasive as we can be. If some folks work from home, that's coming to become a lot more popular now. And when we're in your house, we want to be as least disruptive as possible. But also on the other side of that comes with the times where we need to be completely disruptive. We're turning the house upside down because the floors are getting ripped up, or maybe we're moving a wall somewhere, or installing a new bathroom or some kitchen cabinets we'll do. And there's really no getting around that, but it starts with the planning. It starts with the estimate and just the one-on-one consultation with the customer when we first make that appointment.
And of course, it varies from room to room. Kitchen needs versus bedroom needs. If you're emptying out your closets, getting clothing out, getting your shoes out, you'll have to move into different rooms and work with that as well. One of the things about working in your profession is it's generally speaking a time when you will enter the home, if it's residential, and be there during business hours. So you're not disruptive early morning. You're not there late in the evening. You're there in that moment. So when you send your painters out, what are the painters trained to do? Because they're going to be dealing with all the customers throughout the day. So they're trained on customer relations.
Right. All of our employees are OSHA 10 certified. So they take a course that just, it's designed to train for job hazard and that sort of thing. We have many employees that are lead safe certified. So, living in Wallingford and many other towns in the area, there's older homes that you have to be conscious of those, potential hazards. There's a process. Every painter kind of has a little different feel for when they approach the project. And we try to not be so overbearing, but we set up a nice clean area to work in. We protect the things that are not to be painted, and then just get going with the project. Every job's a little different, but the preparation, the protection of the surfaces, and then prep, prime, paint, and the project is completed. We do some job site cleanup afterwards to make sure that there's as little evidence of us besides the finished product.
Somebody told me that when it comes to actual painting and someone who's involved with restoration and painting, that the expertise is not in the painting. It really is in preparation. So if you were to rename your company, it'd be Ferraro's Preparation Painting Restoration. If you're really good at prep work and you really understand wood, you understand the age of the home, so you get a feel for that property. If you're excellent at preparation and taking your time, people are going to be very satisfied with your work.
That's true. And it's finding that balance as to maybe what's needed versus what's, there's always a certain number of levels to the preparation. I agree with you there.
Yeah. So in that preparation work too, I think most homeowners understand that there's going to be a period of that time. But let's talk a little bit as we're getting towards here from late winter going into spring. People are looking at their exterior opportunities of the house. And we have other products now. We know about vinyl siding with curative aluminum siding. Naturally, even in brick, you have some cornices and you have trim work that you could be doing on the exterior. But we live in New England and weather's crazy here. We have a whole variety. How does weather impact the exterior of these homes?
The two main things that affect an exterior coating particularly will be UV or moisture. So you're going to have those two deteriorating your exterior coatings, but to what level? So, a very shaded property, a lot of trees may not dry out fast. So you may have likeliness of more moisture retention on the coatings, you know, more damage there. Now, if a house with full sun exposure will start to deteriorate from the UV. Now, typically we expect about a 10-year lifetime out of a paint job. And depending on those factors, we'll plus or minus some of those time estimates of how long the product should last. And it's inevitable that you'll have to paint again, but with the right preparation and the right process and the right coating system, you should expect those kinds of results from your coating system.
Let's switch gears a little bit, if we can, into the restoration.
Yes.
People have older homes. This is New England. You mentioned Wallingford. You know, they're right here on Main Street. We have properties date back even to the 1600s.
Right.
The plumbing probably doesn't date back that long, thankfully, or the electric. We didn't have that then inside the house. But there are opportunities for some theoretical plumbing and electric mischief that you can have damage. You can have, overheated sockets. You can have,
right,
you know, buckling because of the expansion of wood. How do you work with the restoration of a property where there's been that kind of damage? You mentioned water damage in the exterior. How about the interior?
Right. So we've done insurance restoration just about as long as we've been in business. That started with partnerships with other insurance companies, businesses who specialize in, they would subcontract us to do the painting and carpentry work. But we will do anything from like removing sheetrock from water damage or smoke damage to sealing with like stain blocking primers, oil-based primers, like smoke damage surfaces, and, you know, bringing them basically from destroyed to ready to move back in. There's a lot of variables when it comes to damage in the home. And if a pipe bursts and there's, you know, floors that are buckled, and we were able to facilitate the repair of all of those surfaces and to make you, to put you back in your home as quickly as possible. And with regards to exterior as well, I mean, so the interior, we can basically handle any of those scenarios. And exterior, just to slide back over there really quick, a lot of homes do have rotted wood. They have a lot, you know, they may have boards that are falling off or they're starting to become in disrepair. We have carpenters on staff that in advance of the painting project will go and replace those affected areas, rotten door frames, window frames, well, even windows, siding, and will make the house whole again so that when we send the painting crews there to pressure wash and paint the house, that they have a sound substrate to paint.
Yeah. Well, that's also another process for the homeowner or even the business owner in a commercial property, because
Correct.
We recognize there is the potential of some damage along the way. And of course, you have to work with the insurance companies in that respect. And the insurance companies, shall we say, aren't always going to show up the next day with a check in their hand to give you. So this is a process that requires a little patience. So you have to work with the customer in that regard, don't you?
Yes. And it takes a little bit of time, but our estimating process is such that it's detailed, and we're able to itemize the reports so that the insurance agency will see what is being done, there's never really a big issue when it comes to that. There's always the nuance. There's always the outlying issue, you know, the outlying things that are bound to happen, but you know, we've done it enough to be able to roll with that.
So let's walk through the first estimate. So you're showing up at the homeowner's or business owner's residence or place of business and walking through with them. You ask a lot of questions. That's your work. It's not just a matter of that is going to happen, that's going to happen. You want to make sure that the customer is satisfied and has a full and comprehensive understanding about the work that is about to be done.
That's true. We really want to make sure that the potential customer is making an informed decision when they choose to use Ferraro's painting to paint or restore any part of their home. Because it's paint. But if you just want me to put a coat of paint on the wall versus repair to any degree, really, that's something that I like to discuss with the customer in more greater detail when I have them face to face, and especially when I'm looking at the surface in question, because there's a very wide berth of possibilities to repair the house. So I like to get a broad scope of what they're looking to have done. Say it's, you know, the whole house. Well, then let's go room to room, and I take my measurements on site and count, you know, doors and windows, and just look at the condition that they're in, and then help determine the right process to give them the most information that they can use to make a decision and to make sure that they ultimately have the job that they want when they're finished.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure you've had some interesting jobs over the course of the year since Ferraro's been around since 1985. Probably had that a homeowner wanted to have the pink house with the green trim. Maybe you've had that business owner who wanted to jazz up the restaurant or some interior where they wanted bright colors or a different color scheme. It's all about the creativity. So you can take some pride in the fact that it's not just white walls and natural trim, that you've actually had an opportunity in some cases to be a little creative.
I do, and I really do. I do love when the customers, you know, they maybe break conventions. They don't always want to do the same thing. And, you know, in a year, I could be in 500 homes, and that's 500, you know, potential homeowners and just customers that you get to meet, and everybody has their own style. And I'm not there to tell them what they want for their house, although I will offer advice if they are seeking it. But yeah, I've seen some pretty interesting homes over the years. I painted a house lime green a few years ago, and it was just, it looked like a highlighter, but the homeowner couldn't have been more happy with the result. And it was kind of, it had a little shock value, but I'll be honest, it was, if the customer's happy, then I did my job.
Absolutely. And, well, here's an opportunity to create more happy customers and people who like to get an estimate and looking forward here in the spring for their exterior. And of course, the interior work that continues to be done. So how can they learn more about Ferraro's Painting Restoration?
You could find us on our website at ferrarospainting.com. That's F-E-R-R-A-R-O-S painting.com. We also are on Facebook and Instagram, where we share some recent projects and other news that's happening within our company. You'll find information about our commercial services there, about our residential services, and just see what's going on with our company.
Excellent. Luigi Ferraro, Vice President for Ferraro's Painting and Restoration for the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for being on our podcast here today. We learned a lot.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you having me.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinncham.com.